This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China and Mauritania have signed 6 new cooperation documents connected to economics, infrastructure construction, and healthcare. The documents have been signed following meetings between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz. Two mainly discussed the Chinese government's Silk Road Initiative and the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, which is set to open in December in South Africa. For his part, Aziz says he's welcoming Chinese investment in his country. China, Iran, and the United States have reached a broad-based consensus over the modification of the Arak nuclear reactor in Iran. The three sides have hammered out the accord at a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. As part of the deal, China will help on the technical side in the modification of the reactor. It's been announced a group of Chinese scientists are going to be joining an expert panel later this year to lay out the guidelines for a controversial new procedure connected to human genome research. The Chinese Academy of Sciences will join other scientists from the UK and the US at an international summit in Washington, D.C. in early December to discuss a process called human gene editing. Editing is a new process which has been developed which can allow scientists to alter the smallest parts of human DNA. This process can allow scientists to alter the human genetic code to allow scientists to potentially eliminate genetic-based diseases. However, the scientists will be meeting to discuss the ethical and social ramifications of the advancement. Pakistani authorities have detained 3 people for questioning in connection with human smuggling allegations. The Pakistani Federal Investigative Agency nabbed the 2 men and a woman outside the U.S. Embassy as they were attempting to go there for their business. They're being questioned for allegedly providing fake documents, allowing students to travel to the U.S. under a cultural visitors program. Pakistani officials allege as many as 20 of the young people who have made it to the United States have reportedly gone missing. One person has been killed in a shooting at Delta State University in the U.S. state of Mississippi. The victim, a professor at the university, was shot inside an office at the campus. The campus has since been locked down as police hunt for the shooter. Shooter is believed to be a fellow professor at Delta State. He's also wanted in connection with a separate shooting at a home some 300 kilometers away from the site of the campus. Authorities say they believe the shootings are connected, though they've not provided a possible motive at this point. It's being reported North Korea may be preparing to attempt a new long-range ballistic missile test. This follows a report in North Korean state media, which is quoting an official with the North Korean Aerospace Development Administration, saying they're accelerating their efforts to put new satellites into space. This is fueling speculation North Korea may be preparing to launch a rocket to coincide with the 70th anniversary of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, which falls on October 10th. However, South Korean observers say they've not yet detected any signals the North may be preparing for a missile launch. Previous moves by the DPRK to put a satellite into space have met with sanctions, as they're viewed as covert attempts to test the North's long-range missile capabilities. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is warning of possible new indictments in a widening investigation into corruption in football's governing body, FIFA. Lynch has been meeting with Swiss officials who are conducting their own separate investigation into alleged bribery connected to the World Cup bidding process. She has refused to comment, though, on whether former FIFA president Sepp Blatter is the target in her case. In May, Lynch's department indicted 14 football and marketing officials and unsealed 6 guilty pleas as part of a $150 million U.S. bribery and racketeering conspiracy case. Mexico's government is calling for an immediate investigation into the deaths of a number of Mexican nationals in Egypt. This comes after Egyptian security forces mistakenly fired on a group of tourists in Egypt's southwestern desert on Sunday. It's believed the attack left a dozen tourists dead, including as many as 8 Mexican nationals. Mexico's foreign minister says Egyptian officials are promising a full investigation. New weather research out of the UK suggesting this year and next year may be the hottest years ever in the world. Britain's official weather agency says its analysis suggests the Earth's average surface temperature is running close to record levels already and appears likely to continue rising. British forecasters are suggesting part of the reason is the effect of the El Niño phenomenon. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.